Hello, welcome to the first episode of Wellness and Self-Care. First of all, I want to tell you how the idea of a podcast started. Well, like 6 months ago, I started to listen to the Sisters Dieted podcast that is a really good podcast actually. And since then, I've been with the idea of doing my own podcast. In the beginning, I was more into doing my blog, but then I searched a lot online and decided to do the podcast. So here I am. And thanks to everyone that have listened to the trailer and is listening to this first episode. I hope you like it because it's about self-love and confidence. Let's start. Some people say that self-love is egocentric and odd. But no, self-love is all you need to have the perfect balance between your body and mind. That's the most powerful gift that you can give to yourself, and you will be surprised when things around you start to change. But the change is you. Now, I'm going to give you some types of self-love that you need to know and practice. First of all, the physical aspect. This is about doing things that your body loves and deserves, like exercise. Exercise is not about just being in shape. It's about gaining new skills and being more resistant. You can also let your body be free, like dancing, running, swimming, practicing your favorite sport, walking, or yoga. Well, yoga is a really, really good activity for the perfect balance between your body and mind. Your body also deserves a daily care, like brush your teeth, face mask, dress good, or hydrate. You can drink a detox juice with apple, spinach, parsley, cucumber, lemon, and some ginger, and eat super healthy. But the most important thing that you need to know is that you need to love your body just how it is, with all your flaws and perfect parts. The other type is the emotional care. In this, you need to recognize your feelings, and it's okay if sometimes you don't feel happy, you don't feel good, you say no, or you don't like something. It's really, really normal. But also, you need to cultivate an emotional intelligence, where you respect your emotions and you are aware of which feelings are you attached to. And watch your language as well, because sometimes you're feeling mad or angry at some person and you let the emotion answer for you, but don't let it and keep calm. You also can learn meditation and how to be in the moment right now and here, and develop the habit of mindful and gratitude. The third type is the intellectual care. You will be wondering, how do I take care of myself intellectually? Well, this is about doing things that de-stress your mind, like playing your favorite instrument, reading a book, or even learning a new language, a team that you love, or watching a movie, a documentary, and the most important, challenge yourself. And the other type that really matters is the social care. All humans are social persons, but sometimes we don't see the difference between a toxic friendship and a good one, and that's all you need to recognize. But how? Well, if you feel that the other person likes you by who you are and you feel really comfortable, that's a really good friendship. But if you see that you don't matter and the other person is just thinking about themselves, that's a really bad friendship. You need to remember, how you feel matter. And if you don't feel good with other persons, just get away. And you don't have to care about what people say. Your feelings always be first and always matter. Now, that I have explained you the physical, emotional, intellectual, and social type of self-love, I'm going to tell you some ways that you can practice those. You can read a good book, your favorite book, or a new book. You can have a cup of tea and enjoy that moment for yourself. You can practice mindful meditation. You can make a list of things that you are grateful for. You can do something small that you love. You can forgive yourself. You can take a deep bath and cleanse on energies. You can do something good. You can clean your living space. You can learn something new. Or you can plan your day in the morning. Okay, I've been saying a lot the word mindful. Well, that's the second thing we're gonna talk about today. The actual word is mindfulness and means full attention in whatever you do and enjoy each moment of your life. You don't have to be thinking about the future and you have to forget the past. You just need to live in the present and live with curiosity. You will be wondering, what do I do with mindfulness? I'm going to give you some tips that you can practice during the day. First, think about your breathing. That's really helpful to calm down. Second, do one thing at a time. Three, notice your sense. If you're eating, just enjoy how it tastes. If you're walking, enjoy what you see. If you're taking a shower, enjoy the water. Four, try not to avoid or deny your emotions. That's all part of a mindful snack. Not the one that you eat. I mean, the letter S is stop and think. The letter N, to notice what is going on around you. A, to accept without judging. C, to be curious. You are allowed to experience new things. And K, to kindness, with yourself and with others. Well, that was a mindful snack. And part of it is to have some daily affirmations. I mean, every day you will have to say something positive about you. And if you try to do it like every day, you will feel more in love with yourself, and that's part of self-love as well. So I'm going to tell you some of affirmations that you can say to yourself. So if you want, you repeat after me. So yeah. You are talented. You will never give up. You are amazing. You believe in your dreams. You have abundance. You are mindful. You are lovely. You are funny. And you are a great person. And today's quote, don't let your mind bully your body. June Tomaso Wood. Well, that was all for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you like it so far, and I wish you make action of some of the advices that I gave you, because it's important to have a change in your life. Don't forget to be the best version of yourself, love yourself, practice daily affirmations, daily mindfulness, and dream big, and subscribe, leave a review, and follow on Instagram as Self and Well Podcast. Bye!